Welcome to the Anita Chat Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Anita Rombo. This is the podcast for growth-oriented, high-vibe, and big-hearted people who are ready to show up and glow up to be the best versions of themselves. If you are ready to embrace your most authentic, aligned, and abundant life, one that feels great on the inside and out, then you, my friend, are in good company. Grab your favorite bevy, settle in. We've got lots to chat about.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to the show. I am so excited to be with you here today because today we get to geek out on something that is so near and dear to my heart. It's actually the name of this podcast. It is something that I call soulful success. And as a soul strategist and success coach, those are all of my favorite things put together. And really, if you're wondering what soulful success is or my definition of soulful success, spoiler alert, check out the podcast cover art. But it's the sweet spot where authenticity, alignment, and abundance intersect. And it can happen when we integrate science, strategy, and spirituality. So once again, all of my love languages, basically in the first couple of minutes of this podcast, and that is exactly what we're going to talk about today. So I want to talk about energy because that is something that I also am very passionate about. Everything that I do is rooted in energy. And no matter what you believe in, whether you're in the science and strategy camp or the spirituality camp, or like me, a little bit of everything, one thing is irrefutable, and that is the energy is shifting, changes in the air. We are not only welcoming in spring today, today is the first official day. So hey, spring, although slight digression, I'm looking out the window and seeing snow and it feels super cold outside, although I haven't been outside. But when we think about the transition from winter to spring in and of itself, it is such a different energy, right? Winter to me, I associate with dormancy, hibernation, whereas spring is, you know, a time where we have fertile ground and we're planting seeds. Things are coming to life. I'm hearing so many more birds chirping and my tulips are starting to poke out. So it's a time of fresh new beginnings, new life, even Easter, new life, right? So as we're ushering in this energy of spring, or whether we want to talk about it in terms of quarters, welcoming in a new one, or the astrological new year, we are a couple of weeks away from kicking off a brand new astrological new year with the Aries new moon. That energy is so beautiful and powerful. Either way, do you get my drift? The energy is changing, changes in the air. We are shifting more towards momentum and growth. And with this energy of freshness and new beginnings comes, you got it, goal setting and goal getting. Now, let's be real. This is not the first time that we have been talking about goal setting and goal getting on this podcast. In fact, we talk about it quite a bit. If you tuned in to, say, January, we talked about habits and words and resolutions. Early February, we also released a podcast episode around mastering the art of habit formation and mindful living with my friend, Lane Stowell. And it was intentionally released around that time because it coincided statistically, if you're all into hard data and spreadsheets, this is for you. It coincided statistically with the time where most people start to abandon their goals and they abandon their resolutions and they abandon the things that they wanted to set out to do this year. So it was consciously curated and released at that time to help us stay true and anchor to our why, to help us get past that hump so that we don't become one of those statistics, because it was a pretty big number of people that would statistically abandon those goals. It was like 80% or something like that. So anyways, that was a great episode. It was released specifically at that time for a reason. If you haven't checked it out, I will link to it in the show notes. You might wish to check it out. It's a very popular episode. But anyways, as we are now at this point of, again, ushering in a new quarter or another new year, astrologically speaking, it's an awesome time for us to sit back and, again, revisit those goals, right? We don't just set it and forget it. We have to make it a why, make it something that we set and commit to every single day, or at least every week at that. I specifically love the energy of quarters, even probably more than I do the new year. I'm kind of torn when I say that, actually. I love myself a good quarterly planning session. In fact, if you look in my calendar, I already have all of my planning sessions for each of the quarters mapped out, book solid. That is my commitment, my appointment with myself to look at how I'm doing in all aspects of my life. It's actually a two-part session, so it's not like I'm doing it once per quarter. I'm doing it twice per quarter. And I do a deep dive that is full of all of my favorite things. So meditation and journaling and gratitude and spreadsheets, chart data, and amazing action planning. And today I'm going to share a technique with you that may help you with your planning. So if you don't already have a planning session for your quarters, maybe you want to institute it. It doesn't have to be as complicated as mine with as many moving parts and as many sessions. I'm allocating so much time because it actually brings me joy. But whether it brings you joy or not, I think it behooves you, if you're really serious about achieving some goals and getting to whatever version of soulful success you hold in your heart, then I think you'll be really interested in what it is that I want to share with you today. Maybe you have set goals that seem very lofty and grand at the beginning of the year, and as they should be, because I totally believe in dreaming big. But the fact that they're so lofty and grand, the thought of actually achieving them seems scary as F. And so maybe you don't start. Maybe you just feel so overwhelmed. Or kudos to you, maybe you actually do start, but then you give up because it feels so dang hard. So today I'm going to share with you one shift to take you from dreaming to realizing and going from difficult to easy peasy. And the beauty of this is that it is truly, in my opinion, the most soulfully successful way to go. And that is because you're staying authentic to your dreams, you're feeling aligned to what feels reasonable to you energetically, and you're moving the needle. And when you move the needle, you're expanding and you're welcoming in all sorts of abundance. And again, this technique can be used in every single area of your life, and it doesn't take more than 5 minutes to think about. So does that feel too good to be true to you? Like, I'm telling you, this is going to just rock your world. Or maybe I'm just a big geek. But anyways, let's dive in and let's start with our man, Albert Einstein. The most famous Albert Einstein has this quote that I'm sure you have heard or seen on coffee mugs. And that is, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. How many of you have done things over and over again and expected different results? I mean, I feel like this is all of us in some level, right? God, if we could get an E for effort, we'd be all over that. We'd have lots of E's. But when it comes to results, what are we seeing? Nada, zilch, nothing, no bueno. Whatever the goal is, Einstein's quote has a magic nugget of truth in it. And I mean, of course it would. He's a genius, right? And that nugget of truth is, we are doing the same thing over and over again. I want to encourage us to think about what can we do differently. In the context of what can we do differently, I want you to think about that future self, that future version of you that has achieved the goal, that is living the life that you want, that is experiencing the health that you want, that is experiencing the time that you want, the freedom that you want, the money in your bank account that you want, that is experiencing the partnerships that you want, the friendships that you want, a business or a career that you want. Think about that future version of you as if you have already attained it. And think about how you would be thinking, how you would be behaving, what would you be doing on a day-to-day. And I want you to then go back in time to the present moment and act as if you are that person right now. Who do you have to become in this present moment in order to be that future version of you? In service to that soulful success version of yourself today, what are the steps that you need to take? In my house, my son right now, he's 10 years old, loves hockey. He lives, breathes, and eats hockey. He knows everything about every hockey team, all the stats, watches all the games. He plays in a house league. His eyes just light up when it comes to hockey. His life is hockey. And his goal, he has one goal, and that is to make it to the select team. Every week he's going to a practice, he's going to a game. So if my son would like to get onto the select team next year, I have been telling him that that's a great goal. If that's what you want, I want that for you too. What is it that you have to do to get there? If he's thinking through to a future version of himself that is playing on that select team, what would he be doing that is different from what he's doing today? He would be showing up and going to the select games and having more ice time. Okay, so maybe we can work on getting him some more ice time. The second thing is, I know the select players all have homework. They have to practice a certain amount of shots every day. So in the context of my son, if being a select player is his future version of soulful success, if that's going to truly light his fire, I am there. I'm all for it. But showing up to a house league practice in a game every single week thinking that is going to get you to select level status is probably not going to work. We need to act as if we are a select player already. And if you're a select player, you got homework. You got shots to take every single day. I want you to think of that highest self version of you. And I want you to ask present day self, what is one thing, just one thing that you can do differently today to be more like that future self, to set that future self up for success? It's literally a 1% jump from where you are. So that does not feel daunting or so uncomfortable that it paralyzes you. Yet, remember that that 1% and up over time, and before you know it, you are right where you want to be. And hopefully, it's also been a joyful experience to get there. So you've enjoyed the journey and the destination. So with that being said, I want to know, what is the one thing that you are choosing to do differently today? And I would love for you to commit to it for 3 months. A quarter is a nice chunk of time, 3 months, to really go dive deep into making something change to move you closer to that goal. And if you committed to one thing, just one thing that you choose to do differently for those 3 months, where will you be 3 months from now when it comes time to do this again or to maybe choose a different thing? I just want you to treat this like a little experiment. Don't put pressure on it. I want you to stay open and curious. And of course, I'd love for you to share with me what it is that you've chosen. So feel free to DM me on Instagram at Anita Rombo, or drop me a quick email at info@anitarombo.com. Again, that'll be in the podcast description. And my friends, if you want to dive deep into Q2 planning, I am offering a few spots, one-on-one sessions, where we can geek out on all things you together. It's honestly one of my favorite sessions to do with my clients. It could be just focused on one section of your life or all the sections of your life. Honestly, I'm game for anything. And there's so much customization available too. It can be a one-and-done session where we just hammer it all out and off you go to the races. Or there's also an option to have me guide you through the first month so that you have the support and accountability when you need it most for this quarter. So if that sounds exciting to you, also drop me a DM on Instagram or drop me a quick email. All that information will be in the episode description. As we're nearing the end of this episode, I just want to say, let's not be insane because we are doing the same thing over and over and getting nowhere. Let's be insane because we dared to dream big and we made it happen. That is what I want for us. I'm holding your soulful success vision near and dear to my heart, and I'm sending you so much love, my friends. Happy first day of spring, happy astrological new year, and happy new quarter. Bye for now.